Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
On now.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you.
The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting on the Jeff and Jen Show this week for Hannah, who had one date with Lewis and he bailed, totally disappeared. We need to find out what went down. Hey, Hannah.
Hi.
Okay, so what happened?
What happened was...
I went out with this guy a few weeks ago and we had a great time and I haven't heard from him.
So it was truly a one-date ghosting situation.
Yeah.
Or as we prefer to call that, a traditional standard ghosting scenario.
Right.
TSGS.
Perfect.
Do you want to tell us about the date that you went on first, or do you want to tell us how you know Lewis first?
Whichever. So we met a few weeks ago. I was out with my friends and he was with his friends and we were talking and like we texted that night and the next day and then like a few days after that we went out. He came like to my neighborhood and we went out for Mexican food and we had a fantastic time and then just nothing.
Hmm. Did you text him after the date and he's just not ever responded?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, that's lonely, isn't it?
You keep looking at
you want those three dots to just start coming up and they don't and they don't and they don't. Especially if it's somebody new you're dating, because then the text conversation chain is very short.
God, Jen, rub it in.
Can't twist that knife.
I'm sorry.
So he never called you again.
So you just looked at your phone, and it was almost as though you could hear the crickets chirping. All right. So, Hannah, did you know him at all before you met him that night out, or was it truly that the first time you guys ever laid eyes on each other?
Oh, no, that was the first time I met him.
Okay.
So the only clue that we have is something happened during the date that made him never want to communicate with you again. Or as Jen would say, it would make you just stare at your phone like a lonely person waiting.
Waiting. So dot, dot, dot.
Nothing came up on the date. This is where I always have to ask. I mean, you didn't say anything crazy like, I want to have 10 babies, you know, or like talk about politics or religion or anything that would have like pushed him away.
No, nothing. I've been searching, you know, just racking my brain, like what could it have been? But it wasn't, there was nothing weird that happened. We had great conversation.
No awesomely awkward, like weird first kiss situation at the end.
No, it wasn't weird at all.
Okay.
Did you guys do it at the end of the date?
Ah, Jeff.
What?
Valid point.
Don't encourage him.
We kissed. Is that what you're asking me? We kissed.
But did you go home to separate houses?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Did you do it?
That's a valid question, though. You do it on the first date, you're definitely getting ghosted.
Yeah, maybe that's all he was in for. Or, never mind.
In for, really?
No.
Really?
No, okay. I meant, or if that happened, it could have gone very poorly, you know?
Oh.
But anyways, that's not an issue for
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, Hannah.
Okay, so.
We're going down a road we shouldn't be going down. Okay, so how ghost hunting works is we're going to track him down in the next 24 hours, and tomorrow at this time, we'll call Lewis and see if we can get an answer.
Okay.
Quick question before we let you go today. Have you done any social media research on him? Is there a chance that maybe he's, like, married, engaged, seeing someone?
He doesn't really use Facebook, and so there's not really much of a way to, like, you know, social media stalk. But I mean, I do not believe that he is married.
Or
seeing someone, but yeah, I mean, I guess that is a possibility. But like after our conversations, I just don't think so.
All right.
Okay.
Did politics come up?
Yes, and we are of the same mind.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
That was not an issue.
Unless it was a double espionage trick and he's not of the same mind. All right. Tomorrow morning at this time, we call him. In the meantime, everybody who just heard this conversation has homework.
It's going to be tough to do. Come up with a theory of why you think he ghosted. And you get bragging rights if you get it right. We will start the conversation right now on Facebook.
The Jeff and Jen Show every morning. And 94 minutes of nonstop music at 9 on Star 94.1.
We just went ghost hunting on the Jeff and Jen Show. Got it started for Hannah to figure out what in the world happened, why Lewis ghosted her.
Susan has it all figured out in Alpharetta. Hey, Susan.
Hi.
What's your theory?
It's not a theory.
Oh.
You guys immediately said, what did she do wrong on the date? She didn't do anything wrong. The dude's married or he's got a girlfriend.
Oh.
If they had a great time and she never heard from him again, he was out with his friends because he either broke up with his girlfriend or he was having a guy's night out away from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went out with her and then decided he was too chicken or his wife was going to catch him, and she probably checked his phone. His girlfriend checked his phone, so he blocked her. It's over. Done. She didn't do anything wrong.
Susan is so annoyed with us for not figuring that out.
I know.
She's like, duh, you don't even have to call this guy. I got this.
Yes.
All right, well, if that's it, Susan, you've got bragging rights. But I do want to challenge you, like, about our statement that what did she do wrong? Because even if he was married or if he did have a girlfriend, if Hannah was really a good date, then he would have divorced his wife for her. But she wasn't. So I think it still goes back to what did
what?
She do wrong?
What are you talking about?
He's absolute scum. All men lie. They just lie to get you to go out with them. She did everything great on the date.
Somehow I feel like we've struck a nerve with you.
What happened, Susan? Do you want to talk about it?
No, I don't.
Susan put some hot sauce on her Pop-Tart or something today. She's fiery.
All right, Susan, at this time tomorrow, we'll call him and we'll see if you're right.
Okay, can I call back and say...
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
You are
totally.
If the phone lines will be open for you to claim your bragging rights.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Susan.
Does that mean I get tickets to Music Midtown?
Now you're pushing it. And so the answer to that's no. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Susan and Alpharetta.
I like her negotiating skills. Me too.
She's already got it figured out, but if you would like to weigh in on why Lewis never talked to Hannah again, you can do that on our Facebook page.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
One of our favorite parts of ghost hunting is predicting why the person got ghosted. So we talked to Hannah yesterday. She said she had a great first date with Lewis. Everything went great, great conversation. Why in the world did he just completely ghost her after that? There was no clue whatsoever. And Susan and Alpharetta, she has got a ghost hunting theory.
You guys immediately said, what did she do wrong on the date? She didn't do anything wrong. The dude's married or he's got a girlfriend.
Oh.
If they had a great time and she never heard from him again, he was out with his friends because he either broke up with his girlfriend or he was having a guy's night out away from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went out with her and then decided he was too chicken or his wife was going to catch him. And she probably checked his phone. His girlfriend checked his phone. So he blocked her. It's over. Done. She didn't do anything wrong.
Facebook also blew up with some theories.
Oh, yes, it did. Debbie agrees with Susan. She said he absolutely has a girlfriend or wife. Melissa kind of said the same thing. Like, he's got to be texting more than one girl, maybe has a girlfriend. But a couple other people said maybe he doesn't want a serious relationship, and she does. And then Jackie, I think, made a really good point. Like, you can have an awesome date, but zero chemistry with the person. And then my other favorite is Nicole. Maybe he just wanted to hit it and quit it, and he didn't get it. So he bounced.
Quit it, and he didn't get it.
Yeah. So, bye-bye.
Yes.
I feel like you should put that on a t-shirt.
All right, Colin Lewis here in just a second. But Hannah, first, has anything popped into your head about why he ghosted you?
No, and I've been thinking about it more than ever.
Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
Got it. Okay.
All right, we're going to put you on hold. Call Lewis, and your answers are just minutes away as I overly dramatize this little radio segment. That would have been really embarrassing if I didn't dial it right.
Yeah.
After being all dramatic.
Hello.
Hi, Lewis.
Yes.
Hey, this is Jen and Jeff from the Jeff and Jen Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Thanks for joining the show. Kelly Cheese is here. Everybody's in studio. And we've got a question for you.
Shoot.
You ready to be in the hot seat a little bit, Lewis?
A little bit. I've only got like 5 minutes or something, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so we do a segment on our show called Ghost Hunting, where we track down people who have ghosted other people. And this week, Lewis, you're the ghost.
All right.
So we are trying to find out why you ghosted a girl you went on one date with. Her name is Hannah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, no, I know Hannah. Do you guys know the story or?
She basically said guys were both out with separate groups of friends. You met up and had a connection. You guys went out to dinner one night, Mexican food, and she thought it went great. And then there was nothing else from you.
I forgot about the Mexican food part. She got the toots, didn't she?
No, nothing like that. Like, Hannah's cool. Hannah's great. So we did. We met up with a couple of groups of friends, right? And when we met up that night, I ended up getting like a couple of numbers from that group. And there was a girl that, you know, I was really into, I wanted to hang out with. And so we started texting, we planned the date. And the second she walked into that restaurant, I realized I had the wrong girl.
You texted the wrong number.
I mixed up the numbers, the girls. I thought I was texting a girl named Amanda, but I was texting Hannah. Like, you know, and I figure since we're at the restaurant, let's you know, we've already gone out, so let's go ahead and do this. I was embarrassed. I didn't know for sure, like, what to do. So I go through with the date. But then, hell, a couple of nights later, I've had a couple of drinks. I decide to reach out to Amanda now that I've got the numbers figured out, and I tell her the story. She actually thought it was pretty funny, and she and I have hung out now a couple of times, and she's friends with Hannah. And she told me, she's like, I'll handle Hannah, like, I'll let her know, and I guess she hasn't done that yet.
Oh, well, that's kind of awkward. So you went out with a group of friends. You got a couple numbers. You thought you were texting one of the girls you were hanging out with. You're actually texting her friend on accident. You realize it when you meet face to face, and then you ghosted her.
Dude, that is an awesome story.
No, I didn't mean to ghost her. I didn't. I thought Amanda was going to take care. I didn't mean to ghost her. Hannah's cool. She's great. I feel a little bad about that. I'm sorry.
All right. First of all, I hope you're mentoring some young men, because that is player level 20 right there. That's
except
awesome.
That he's kind of a dumb blonde about it.
Hey, you've had a few drinks, whatever.
Ditzy about it.
Yeah, and you can't say you aren't ghosting somebody if you aren't responding to their text messages, right?
Yeah, but I thought, you know, again, like I thought Amanda was going to kind of fix that, and it was I don't know, I was embarrassed by it, but I don't know. I ended up with the right girl, and
Reading between the lines.
Wow. Ouch.
So.
Ouch is right.
So you had a great text conversation with Hannah, thinking that Hannah was Amanda. Then you went out on one date with Hannah, realizing that Hannah wasn't Amanda, mm-hmm. but you had a great date, and you even kissed at the end of that date. So it wasn't
that. Yeah, it was a date.
So I
think you're a player, and I think that you wanted to go out on a date with a couple of them just to see which one works out best. Is that what you're saying, Jeff? Yeah, that's
no,
what I
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, what are you saying then?
All right, Lewis, we can let you go. I don't want to.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You bet.
I don't want him to confirm or deny it because it would result in really hurt feelings.
Oh.
But my guess is he probably finds Amanda much more physically attractive than Hannah.
But I think that your theory could be there. Like maybe he set up dates with both and just decided after that which one he liked better.
I mean, yeah, when you're single and you're
Seriously?
Playing a game. Yeah.
Wow.
So he's like basically going to the Froyo shop getting samples of each flavor.
Well, he obviously got her number.
It's like a player PhD.
Not like he
right
reached
there.
Out to his friend Jen and said, hey, give me your buddy's number. He got those numbers and even admitted to it. I think he was like, I'm going to take her out on a date. And it didn't work out. I'm going to try Amanda now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That dude needs to give TED Talks. All right. We'll come right back and we'll pick up Amanda and find out.
No, Amanda's the other girl's name. Hannah is who we're going to talk to. Hannah's
right,
the one who
Hannah,
got ghosted.
Jen. Don't Hannah. Be so Hannah. Right. Don't be so rude. To confuse those again. All right, we'll come right back and pick up the phone and talk to Hannah in 3 minutes on the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show every morning and 94 minutes of nonstop music at 9 on Star 94.1.
Ghost hunting this week on the Jeff and Jen Show for Hannah. Just talked to Lewis and he said, oops, he was thinking he was texting Amanda and is now seeing Amanda. Amanda was the one who was supposed to relay the message back to Hannah because Amanda and Hannah are allegedly friends.
Ew. Awkward.
Okay.
And it's even more awkward and amusing that they're Hannah and Amanda.
Yeah. Hannah, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
You okay?
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
I have a question. Have you been talking to Amanda about how this guy ghosted you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, she's a bad friend.
And she hasn't explained it to you at all?
Nope.
Ew.
You know, I made up a word the other day to describe her, and it's frenemy.
You didn't make that word up. I said that the other day.
No, I just thought of it.
No, you didn't. I said that the other day. You're stealing my words.
It's when you take a friend and an enemy and you combine them.
Yeah.
And it's an enemy disguised as a friend. And I think that Hannah is your frenemy.
You're talking to Hannah.
I think Amanda is your frenemy. And feel free to use that word. It's mine.
I hate you.
Yes.
So, wait, Hannah, what's She's your plan like, now? Because you've talked to her and you sound mad. What are you going to do?
I've texted her. I'm waiting to hear back.
You already texted her?
Jen, do you want to give her a speech about how lonely waiting for the three dots is now?
No, definitely not now.
Well,
no.
Hannah, you want to tell us what you texted her? Because I'm interested.
How about three words? Chicks before bleeps.
Frenemies.
Before Lewis's.
Yeah, I should probably go.
Okay. Sorry, Hannah.
Wait, no, you got to tell us what you texted her.
I should probably go take a few deep breaths and try to chill before she possibly gets back to me.
Okay.
Well, if she goes to you, you know who to call.
Sorry.
Kelly, I'm so jacked up.
I'm sorry,
no,
Hannah.
Thank you. No, I'm sorry. Like, I appreciate it. I'm embarrassed. I know that's on me because I called, but it's just not what I was expecting at all.
I'm sorry. That sucks.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
So it's a violation of girl code, 100%, right?
Totally.
Okay, just making sure.
Ugh.
Because there's dude code. I just didn't know.
Her friend knew the whole time.
Yeah.
She knew the whole time.
Hannah's complaining to her about this guy ghosting while she's dating her the whole time. Ew.
She should have told us what she texted her. I bet it was good.
Ew.
There's some underlying, too, drama between her and that Amanda girl, right?
Well, even if it was just over the competition for Lewis, that's still, ugh. That stinks.
Did anybody claim that? Anybody call this one on Facebook?
Mm-mm, no. They said that he might be texting other girls, but nothing about, like, maybe he's interested in her friend.
Nothing like he's probably testing her best friend.
Yeah. Oh.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.